Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the field to the court to the rink, get your sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, let's learn a little bit more about the Buffalo Bills' opponent on Sunday, the Tennessee Titans, when we speak with Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Tennessee Titans. Read his work at ESPN.com. Teron, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Just a heads up for any of you guys that are coming out here, bring your Claritin or Allegra. I've been here for over a year, and it's still killing me.
Oh, allergy season there.
Yeah,
Nashville, huh?
Yeah, Teron, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Philly, you know, so it's a little bit different here than up there, but, you know, make it work.
Yeah. Tell us about this Titans team here. Are they good? Or are they bad? We're having trouble figuring out who this team is.
Yeah, I think if there's one word to explain the Titans, is inconsistent. There are times where they show you really good play like they did in their wins over the Falcons and the Browns, but then there are other times where they show you just uninspired football and just non-complimentary. And I think that's what this team is. It's a combination of both. But when they're hitting on all cylinders, they are something to watch out for. But it's really mainly a defensive team. I think they're very similar to Buffalo in that every time you play this team, you walk away like, man, that was a back alley fight. And they're very strong up front. Secondary is solid. I think a big-time similarity is with the safety. With Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, you got Kevin Byard and Vaccaro here. They're very interchangeable pieces. There's, they're one of the stronger parts of the defense. So there's a lot of similarities between the two teams. So what you have there in Buffalo is very similar to what's here in Tennessee.
One of the opportunities we had to see the Titans on national TV was a couple Thursday nights ago against Jacksonville, and it sure seemed like they were picking apart Malcolm Butler's game. Can you talk about how Butler has made that transition over the course year plus now, coming over from New England? How has his season been going so far at corner?
Yeah, Butler has been fine. That game was definitely one that you would want to take back. But at the same time, he was in phase. Like, he was in position. It's just it happened that DJ Shark made a couple plays that, you know, an NFL receiver is going to make from time to time. That's not to excuse it, but I think Butler, really, you saw him in the Cleveland game, then you saw him in the Atlanta game, and he really showed off. He's a feisty, physical corner that really loves to come up and play against the run, and he's used on corner blitzes. So I think he's fit in fine. One of the things initially for him was the pressure of the big contract, trying to live up to that, being concerned with living up to that, in addition to being in a new scheme. Dean Pease's offense is very complex, so having a second year in that scheme is a good thing for both Dean Pease and the players, and that's something that I continue to hear as I talk to Coach Pease as well as the players about his scheme.
Teron Davenport covers the Titans, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter, joining us here in the sports bar. I wouldn't say here from where I sit, hey, the way to defend Tennessee is I'm not going to let Derrick Henry beat us, but then that's seemingly what was Atlanta wanted to do. Do we have a real passing attack? Is A.J. Brown for real here? What are your thoughts on what we're seeing out of the Titans' aerial attack here recently?
Yeah, I think A.J. Brown is the real deal. And coming into this draft, I had him on my show here in Nashville and did a lot of stuff pre-draft with him and about him. And I felt that he was the number one slot receiver and number two Z receiver. And he had the potential to be a top five X receiver. So that speaks to his versatility. But I felt also that his yards after the catch ability is second to none in his draft class. And you saw it on his touchdown. I mean, the confidence in catching the football, running through the catch, and being able to reverse field and pull away from everybody at 6 feet, 225, I think is remarkable. He's strong, he's big, he's fast, and I really do think he is the real deal. He could attack the football. His game is very complete. Now, I will say he needs to get a little bit better getting in and out of his breaks, but fortunately for him, he has that big body, so he could use that to create separation. But, I think he's the real deal. He's legit.
Well, Teron, when you talk about him, when you talk about Corey Davis, the tandem, I mean, the two of them really on display last week against Atlanta, but it doesn't work if you don't have a quarterback who can deliver the ball to you. Is Mariota's struggles directly tied to the protection of the offensive line? Is he incapable of improvisation? I feel like whenever Mariota struggles, it's usually because the offensive line is having an off day. Again, I'm basing it off of the limited amount of Tennessee Titans football we've been able to watch up here.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I think the sacks, because before this past week, they allowed an NFL-high 17 sacks. But that wasn't all on the offensive line. Of course, they're getting Taylor Lewan back, so that's going to help.
Yeah.
But a lot of the sacks were actually on Mariota, because for whatever reason, he'll see something, doesn't fully believe it, which keeps him from immediately letting it rip. So that's an issue when you're trying to throw guys open and throw with anticipation. But the thing that's so crazy and maddening about Mariota is when he does do that, those passes are beautiful. I think when you look at the touchdown that Corey Davis had, it was 3-step drop. The ball was out. Davis didn't even get out of his break yet. And I actually talked to Corey about that play today, and he said that the way Mariota threw it, the anticipation forced him to create more separation because he had to really explode out of his break to go get it. That's the thing with Mariota, but it just doesn't happen. And just like the team overall, Mariota is inconsistent. But yeah, when he's on, that dude is cooking.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I look at Mariota, and ironically, I think, well, it's kind of almost like a Ryan Tannehill situation when you're down in Miami. Well, they liked him in Miami. Can we do better? We'll just re-sign him. Is that where this is heading with Mariota, or what's the vibe in Nashville right now? Could they, if you don't win this division, could they actually move on from him?
There's a chance that they move on from him. I really do think there's a chance, but I think right now this franchise is really behind him. Now, what happens after this year remains to be seen, but when you look at it, are there really better options? I don't know that I take anyone in college over Mariota right now. And I mean, obviously, you know, Fields is not going to be available, and neither is Trevor Lawrence. But, you know, outside of those guys, I don't know how to take anybody over him. And I think that's the mindset that they're looking. They're trying to make this work now and, you know, really get a very clean evaluation on him. More than winning a division, what's really important is for him to remain healthy. He hasn't played a 16-game season yet, so That's what they want to see him do.
Teron Davenport, ESPN.com, NFL Nation reporter for the Tennessee Titans, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Teron, what's the key to stopping Derrick Henry?
You know, there really isn't a key. Well, okay, if I had to say there's a key to stopping Derrick Henry, it's keeping him from getting downhill. Once that guy gets downhill and gets a little bit of momentum, he's very, very tough to tackle. And the main thing with that is just getting to him early, right? If you could get that interior penetration, right, Ed Oliver is going to have to get busy. You know, he's going to have to get in the backfield quickly and be able to make plays that way, right? They're going to have to blitz their linebackers, blitz their safeties. If you do that, you have a good chance at containing him. But once he gets going, it's just so tough. And then he's big. So when you stack the box, right, that's something that everybody says, oh, yeah, stack the box. That's what you got to do to stop the run. But what happens when he gets to the second level of the defense, which is basically not there when you're stacking the box? There's trouble, because after he gets there, there's no one to beat. And he's someone that, despite his size, has tremendous speed. You rarely see him get caught from behind. So I think it's a tough task to stop Derrick Henry, that's for sure.
Teron, these franchises have crossed paths. I'm not going to bring up that play that was the illegal forward pass, but there was a game earlier this decade. I don't know if you ever saw this video, but the late Bud Adams, the Titans beat the Bills, and there's Bud Adams flipping off Bills fans, and just kind of reminds me that, yeah, he's no longer there, and that you kind of had this fight with the kids, I guess. I mean, where are the Titans at right now with Amy Adams as the ownership? Have things settled down there in Tennessee? Is the ownership after the passing of Bud Adams on solid ground now?
I think it's on very, really solid grounds, and I will tip my cap to Miss Amy Adams Strump. She has done a tremendous job. In the time that I've been here, just, you know, over a year, I've seen this team really make strides as far as connecting to the community. You have Logan Ryan, who has his thing where he encourages, you know, people to adopt dogs and just to pay attention to dogs and just love them for what they are, a companion. You have Delaney Walker doing all kinds of things with the community, giving school supplies and stuff like that. Kevin Byard. I mean, I could keep you till tomorrow talking about the things that they've done. And I think a lot of that comes from their effort to get involved in the community. You look at what she did this past, and they donated $450,000 to helping causes within this community. So I think her effort to be a part of the community has been tremendous. And even with the franchise, I mean, she's opened up the checkbook, right? They've signed some significant free agents in Roger Saffold and Humphreys. I think John Robinson has the ability to go out and get players that he wants to get. And, I mean, they redid the cafeteria here. That's something. They're working towards doing some things with the stadium, which is another area for progress. So I think she's checking all of the boxes. She's outstanding with us, too. She's very personal. She makes sure, us meaning the media, you know, she makes sure she speaks to us every time she sees us, you know. And she makes us feel welcome, which is not something I could say for all owners, you know. So I definitely give her an A+. In my grading scale.
Teron, I'm a big believer in the psychology of momentum, and these two teams have different, they're going in different directions from a momentum standpoint. The Bills had a very winnable game against the Patriots that they lost in disappointing fashion, and the Titans, absolutely a one-sided dominant win over Atlanta on Sunday. I'm curious, I know it's only the middle of the week, how do you see things playing out between these two teams when they face off on Sunday?
Well, I'll say this, the Bills should still have momentum, because if you said to most Bills, people associated with the Bills, that they would be 3-1 after the first quarter of the season, they're like, okay, we could work with that. So I think momentum is still there for the Bills. This game, though, man, it's going to be a defensive game, without a doubt. You have two coordinators who are outstanding when it comes to devising ways to stop offenses. I see this being, you know, a 17-14 type of game. I do think the Titans are going to win this game, but that being said, it's going to be 35-28, because you know how this league works. You know, yeah. It's just so inconsistent and just crazy. It always gives you what you don't expect. But, yeah, I say 17-14 Titans.
Mike Vrabel, someone who is under that Bill Belichick tree, but we've seen a lot of Bill Belichick branches fall and not work out here, so to speak. Where are we at with Mike Vrabel here as the Titans head coach?
I think everything's fine with Coach Vrabel. I will say the players absolutely love him. He's another one that's really good with us, the media. A little aggressive with some of his play calling. I will question the fourth down attempt up by two touchdowns in Atlanta. You know, he could have kicked the field goal. And the good thing about Vrabel is, in retrospect, he'll look at something that he did, and if he feels is wrong, he'll admit it, you know, so you have to credit him for that. But I think this team is fine. You know, he has Dean Pease there just really holding things down on the defense. Offensively, they still have to get things going. Special teams wise, they're really good. They're very disciplined as far as penalties and those kind of things. So I think Vrabel should get a passing grade right now. Obviously, you don't want to have the 2-2 record, but Vrabel has done a solid job. And even you look at last year, all the stuff that he had to weather, you know, losing Delaney Walker, losing Mariota, then having him, then losing him again. And even the first game that he coached in the regular season was a 7-hour marathon. So I think he's fought through a lot of obstacles, and I think he's fine.
Teron, you're gracious with your time joining us here in the Sports Bar. We definitely appreciate it. I wanted to make sure you had some time to let our listeners know if they wanted to read up on what you're working on for the Titans this week over there at ESPN.com.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Just check out ESPN.com. I have an article going up about Taylor Lewan, who's coming back. There's always breakdowns and things like that. If you go to the game Nashville, that's the ESPN affiliate here in Nashville, I have a show where I break down a play with one player on offense and one on defense, and then we talk shop. Then on Fridays, you got a show also called Chasing TD, which is a two-hour, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We talk Titans, man. That's what I do. I believe in never stop recording.
6 to 8, so I'm not very good at this. That would be our time danger.
I want to say Nashville Central time.
Central, yeah. 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 7 to 9. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yep. Teron, perfect. Great stuff. Appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you again soon, bud.
No doubt. You got it. Take care.
Thank you. Teron Davenport. You can read his work at ESPN.com. He's covering the Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation.
Great. Now I'm worried. Now you hear about these receivers that are emerging, and you realize, wait a second, they did that against Atlanta.
Did you see A.J. Brown?
Yeah, he's
good. Nice.
Yeah, he's good.
And by the way, don't forget about Corey Davis. Yeah, he's been inconsistent so far. Those two together, that tandem, pretty good. If Mariota has the time to deliver the ball to them, scary team. And look, I think also Atlanta's defense, not quite. Yeah. Up to snuff. Atlanta's defense is not the test that the Bills' defense will be. And I love what he said about stopping Derrick Henry, that Ed Oliver needs to be disruptive. If you can get into the backfield before Henry gets his momentum going, you might be able to prevent some big plays in the run game as well. Less worried about the passing defense or the Buffalo Bills. We know how they are.
I know this is going to surprise everyone. The lowest over-under on the board this week, 38. 38 for Buffalo, Tennessee.
Yeah, 13-10. I'm in my head, it's the what you said last year was 13-12.
13-12.
Yeah, it's not going to change. Why would it be any different? It's going to be in terms of entertaining football, that is not what you're going to see in this game. This is going to be a slugfest.
All in the eyes of the beholder. Danger.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, in the eyes of the beholder, if they win, you're going to take it any way you can take it, but it's not going to be pretty. I don't think it's going to be pretty. That was good stuff from Teron, and I look forward to getting that up online and for you to be able to enjoy on demand at ESPNRochester.com. Also through the radio.com app. We'll get that up for you shortly. First, let's get to some takes.
Takes. Can we rewrite what was Percy Harvin's story all about? He had, it's a quote today, kind of a story out there, what he did before every game, and I think we can rewrite the Percy Harvin story, worth going back to. And tonight it's the A's in the race. Does this not spotlight the real problem with baseball? It has nothing to do with the A's and Rays, mind you. But if you look at it inside out here, so to speak, what are these two franchises doing over there when other teams that have supposedly the wherewithal, or is it just all a sham? Yeah, baseball tonight we'll talk.
All right, that's on the way. I've got a take on the Washington Redskins, and Gene and I were both forced to do something here at work that I listen.
Everybody in New York State.
Everybody.
Has to do this.
I got a rant. Hopefully you can sympathize. I think you probably will. We'll get to that and more next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia. I'll drink to that next on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader, ESPN Rochester.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.